Tom Homan oversaw ICE arrests in Boston after promising to bring hell to sanctuary cities. By Hannah Knudsen on March 24, 2025. Tom Homan, President Donald Trump's border czar, traveled to Boston, Massachusetts, and oversaw 380 U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) arrests after promising to travel to sanctuary cities and bring hell with him. Homan oversaw the operation, which lasted nearly a week and targeted criminal illegal aliens including members of MS-13, Tren de Aragua, Trinitarios, and more. This follows a promise Homan made both before the audience at CPAC as well as on Breitbart News Saturday, that he was going to sanctuary cities such as Boston and bringing hell with me. I made a promise at CPAC that I was going to Boston after reading about numerous illegal alien child rapists walking the streets of Boston and Massachusetts, Homan said in a statement posted to X on Monday. ICE had to find and arrest these illegal alien rapists because Massachusetts and Boston are sanctuaries that refuse to cooperate with ICE, Homan continued. They would rather release these animals back into the community rather than honor ICE detainers or notify ICE when they are scheduled to be released. He went on to blast Boston Mayor Michelle Wu for claiming that he was lying. Well, I traveled to Boston last Tuesday, as promised. And we kicked off a five-day operation with ICE, FBI, ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshals and DSS. These incredible men and women arrested a total of 370 illegal aliens in Boston and surrounding areas, Homan revealed, noting that a majority of the 370 were what he described as significant criminals, some of whom were child sexual predators. These arrests included 6 foreign fugitives, including 4 who were wanted for murder or to serve a criminal sentence for murder, along with drug traffickers, child sexual predators and numerous other violent public safety threats. Homan continued, lauding officers and agents for making the neighborhoods of Boston and Massachusetts much safer. They risked their own safety by arresting these criminals on the street, rather than a jail. Governor Healey and Mayor Wu should be ashamed of supporting sanctuary policies, Homan said. Releasing public safety threats back into the public, rather than working with ICE at the jails, puts the public at great risk. President Trump's all-of-government effort to arrest and remove the worst FIRST is making our communities safer every day, he added, deeming Trump a game-changer who is keeping his promises to the American people. Much more to do, but it will be done, he added. During the March 8 appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Homan made it clear that he meant what he said when he told the CPAC audience he is targeting criminal illegals in sanctuary cities and bringing hell with him. I meant it. I said it, he said, so when I say I'm coming to Boston, bringing hell with me, yeah, I'm bringing hell to illegal aliens that rape children. So I stand by what I said, I meant what I said. And I'm gonna do it, he continued, adding that everyone, even radical Democrats such as Boston Mayor Wu, should agree that no place should serve as a sanctuary for child rapists. Someone who sexually assaulted a child is the worst of the worst of the worst. So yeah, I'm going to Boston. I'm bringing hell with me, he warned. I'm bringing hell to every illegal alien who commits a serious offense in this country, especially those who attack our most innocent, our children, Homan added. The raids came as Boston Mayor Wu targeted Trump and his administration during her State of the City speech last week, announcing that in Boston they stand with immigrants and asserting that Boston doesn't back down. According to a March 15 report, Trump's ICE agency had arrested roughly 33,000 illegal aliens across the United States since President Trump took office.